Welcome back to another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. And today we got a few things to talk about. First, I know it's been a little while. I'm looking to get back on schedule. I had to take a little time away because I had things I had to absolutely finish in the past month to get stuff that I wanted to get done by the end of the year. So I was able to finish up Impact Soccer System, which involved a lot of shooting videos and editing videos and also putting the training together and then putting the videos together and getting everything taken care of. I want to get Chasing Greatness out in time for Christmas. So I've been devoting a lot of time while, of course, continuing to post in Facebook and the groups and the emails and things like that. So I had to take a little bit of time off from the podcast, but I did get Impact Soccer System finished, which is awesome. I'd like to mention that briefly before we dig into the meat of the podcast. If you have any experience with my programs like Dominate Game Day, Impact Soccer Performance, 30-Day Ball Control Program, Impact Total Touch Training, I hope you know Impact Soccer System is something that's going to benefit you as a player greatly. It's going to make a big difference in your game and your development. So if you get a chance, go check it out at impactsoccerperformance.com/system. Notice for Supporters Club members, you got an email with a coupon code for 50% off. So if you are interested, please check it out. Real quick, Impact Soccer System, it's an easy to follow. It's basically plug and play, right? You look at the schedule I give you, the training session you do on that day, go check out the video and follow along. So it's easy to follow. It's a powerfully effective progressive training program. It's designed to turn you into a completely different player. You're going to develop more ball control, more confidence. You know, you're going to become the type of player that makes your fans go, wow. You know, the opposing fans are going to talk about you. The other coaches are like, hey, mark that player. Don't let that player have any space at all because they're going to be terrified when you get the ball. I've put together the entire first year already, which is ready to go, which has like 70 training videos. Each of them have 9 to 12 different ball control patterns. It's going to help you get comfortable with the ball with all parts of your feet. There's a ball and a wall training and so on and so forth. As you know, if you've listened to me for a while, you're in the Facebook group, you know how important I feel being able to control the ball as an individual player at your feet, how important that is to your development, to every other part of the game, how it makes everything about the game easier. You're going to feel less stress under pressure. You're not going to panic. You're not going to get rid of the ball too soon. You're going to be calm. You're going to be confident. You're going to have the ability to get away from pressure while keeping the ball, finding space, being able to complete a pass to a teammate or whatever it is you need to do. So please go check out Impact Soccer System at impactsoccerperformance.com/system. I really appreciate everybody checking out. I appreciate your support, listening to the podcast, being engaged in the Facebook group, reading the emails, and so on and so forth. Now, boom, let's get to it. You've probably heard me talk numerous times about development and how it's not a straight line in any way, shape, or form. It's messy. You know, then you add to the the fact that you're a kid to the mix and everything that entails, obstacles, setbacks, adversity, socialization with school, going through puberty, teammate issues, and on and on. And I think we forget sometimes that you don't just go out and perform better every game, right? Professionals have bad games. They have bad seasons in a career of great seasons, right? And sometimes it's just unexplainable. It happens. But development is, and it's even more so for younger players, especially when they're developing, right? Development's not a straight line in any way, shape, or form. It's always going to be setbacks. It's always going to be obstacles. Sometimes it's not even 2 steps forward and 1 back, but it's 1 forward and 3 back, you know, over maybe an entire season or a year. There's going to be plateaus. There's going to be breakthroughs. There's going to be really, really bad games and seasons and really, really good ones. And sometimes it seems like there's no progress at all. And then there's, bam, it clicks. Everything clicks. It's a big jump forward. And you look like a completely different player in what seems like a short span of time. But it really took a long time for you to finally take that leap. You know, and that's one I've seen a lot. You get hard work, hard work, hard work. But it just seems like it's not showing up in the quality of your performances at game day. But then, bam, right? Bam, big leap forward. All of a sudden, you're a completely different player. So stop judging yourself as a player, stop judging your teams and parents, especially you as well, with this short-term perspective of game to game, or even from beginning of a season till the end of a season, right? There's a lot going on underneath, you know, like the proverbial calm duck on the water. They look calm, but underneath that water, those feet are going a mile a minute. So, you know, that team that you leave because they still seem like they're very good and they can't possibly be developing, so you got to get away from that terrible coach. They might be ranked in the top 10 in the state in 3 years. You know, that bad player you want off your team because they're the reason you're losing, they might be better than you when it's all said and done. You know, so, and understand that that's true for you as well. I mean, that's why I said this is so important, really, message for everyone, coaches, players, and parents, because sometimes you might be that player that the coach thinks is the bad player on the team, and maybe you're not getting the player time you should, but if you keep putting in the time, putting in the effort, putting in the training, the results will happen. So take a breath. Understand development's not a game-to-game process. As long as you're focusing on what you need to do over time, you're going to see the development happen. It may not happen as quickly as you would like, but it is going to happen. I mean, it definitely does come later for some. As a senior in high school, a pitcher named Billy Wagner, he was a whopping 5 feet 5 inches tall. He weighed about 135 pounds. There wasn't a single D1 school that looked at him. He ended up pitching in college at the D3 level. And then as a pro, he ended up being a 7-time All-Star with 400 career saves. Jamie Vardy is another great example. He was released from Sheffield when he was 16. He was 25 when he made his professional debut. I believe he was 28. It might have been 27, but I believe he was 28 when he finally made his Premier League debut, right? A recent story. Here's a recent story. This is basketball, but this is recent because this just happened for those that don't know. Germany just won the FIBA World Cup. Last summer, a player for them, a guy named Dennis Schroeder, he was without an NBA contract. He went and played in, I believe it was Eurobasket, if I'm not mistaken, but he went, he had a pretty good tournament there. He led Germany to a third place finish, and he signed a 1-year deal with the Lakers for something like $2.5 million or something like that, which, you know, as great as that sounds nowadays for the NBA, it's not the best contract. I mean, it wasn't much, but it was an opportunity for him. Then this past July, he was a role player. Obviously, he helped LA get to, I believe, the Western Conference Finals. And so this past July, his contract was up. He signed a 2-year, $26 million deal, I believe, with Toronto, obviously getting himself a bigger role, a much bigger payday. It was like, what, 10 times what he signed before. And then, yeah, it keeps going. And then he played for Team Germany in the recent FIBA World Cup, which they won, which they beat the U.S. along the way. And I think he averaged something like a little over 19 points and 6 assists. I believe the win against the U.S. was in the semis. I think he had 28 in the gold medal game. He was the tournament MVP. So obviously he was named to the all-tournament team. But a little over a year ago, he didn't even have an NBA contract. And I believe he was even coming off an injury. Yet today he's World Cup champ, World Cup tournament MVP. He's going to be the Toronto Raptors starting point guard with a pretty nice contract, right? So believe in yourself. And what I'm saying, this is a guy who is, you know, this isn't a 15-year-old is what I'm getting at when all this happened to him in the past, 15, 16 months or so. So, you know, you're going to have tough times, but if you keep believing in yourself, keep putting in the effort, putting in the training, good things are going to happen. Another one, this is kind of an old story, but I saw this recently, so I think it's important because it goes to two things, development, but also I think it's important for you players to understand that you can never look at who you are as a player by how others see you. good and bad. But here, I'm talking more of the negative, because I think a lot of times with players, when you get cut from a team or you get benched, and you think that what the coach sees is the reality of who you are. But you have to understand, coaches, man, coaches mess up too. They mess up a lot. And I can tell you from experience of being in a lot of tryouts, most of them have no idea what they're doing when it comes to identifying potential talent and then developing that talent. Okay, so the Mike Trout story. For those you know, Mike Trout, maybe the greatest player of a generation. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. Back in, I think it was 2008, maybe 2007. I think it was 2008. He was a high school senior. For those of you that follow baseball, a lot of high school players get drafted in baseball. I mean, many of the players end up opting to go to college, depending on, you know, how high they got drafted. But a lot of high school players get drafted. They go into the minors. But I believe each year, or at least the USA Baseball, they bring in 100 plus, you know, the best baseball players in the country to try out for the U18 national team, or 18 and under. I'm not sure which it is. But and in his senior year, Mike Trout hit something like I have it here. I just want to make sure I have this right. I believe this is right. 531 with 18 homers in 81 at-bats. Now, that's not 18 homers out of 81 hits, I believe. I mean, I'm going to have to check this again. I'll let you know if I have it for sure next podcast, because that's insane. 18 homers and 81 at-bats. Here's the thing. Mike Trout was cut from that team. He did not make Team USA. the U18 national team. And here we are, 15, 16 years later, and this guy's one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and he's going to be going into the Hall of Fame. My guess is as soon as he retires and you get that 5-year gap, 5 years of retirement, he'll be in the first ballot. My point being, you're going to have stretches in your journey that are tough. You're going to have these obstacles and challenges. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have problems with coaches and teammates. You're going to get benched. You're going to be moved to a position that you don't like, or you don't think you can play. And if you fixate on all those things, man, it's going to be a tough ride. You know, it's going to be mentally exhausting for you, to the point where it can destroy you and your love of the game, to where you don't even want to play. You know, you're going to be told no. You're going to suffer for a lot of adversity. You're going to face a lot of disappointment. But you have to accept that as part of your journey and actively work on reminding yourself to focus on controlling what you can control, because the rest of it ultimately is just noise, because there's not a thing you can do about it, right? And remind yourself that it's the journey and it's not the destination. And I remember, you know, my main team that I took start to finish, that are girls that are now sophomores in college. I remember when they were, you know, U9, U10, and I would talk about that with them from time to time. Is, you know, hey, take a breath and enjoy what's happening right now. Enjoy the challenge of becoming a better player. Enjoy the time with your teammates, and, you know, enjoy the tournaments and the time between games, and not just, you know, wander off and come back for the next game, because it goes so fast and you blink and now you're a sophomore in college, right? That's kind of it. I just wanted to give out a reminder as to the journey and what development is like, and give you some examples of some things that I've seen recently in terms of, you know, players in all sports that are good examples of how we just don't know ultimately what you're going to be and where you're going to end up as a player, and the struggles you may be going through at 11 or 12 or 13 can completely turn around by the time you're 14, 15, 16, 17. And it's important for you to remind yourself of that, so that you keep continuing to focus on what you're able to control and go from there. I'm going to leave it at that for now. It's a little longer than I thought. I actually had something else prepared, so I'm all ready to do the next podcast. So we'll get that one out in time too. Again, if you get a chance, please check out Impact Soccer System at impactsoccerperformance.com/system. I think it'd make a huge, huge difference in your development as a player. It'll give you something that you can focus on in terms of your training and development. Other than that, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you for being in the Facebook group. Thank you for opening and reading the emails. I really, really do appreciate it. And I will talk to you later.